Hello, and welcome into this week's edition of Yitty! Yes, I'm talking to you. She is the unfathomable, incomparable, amazing Nina Blanco.
Oh my gosh, keep going. I loved that.
That was plenty.
Okay.
I'm Dubs.
I'm Nina Blanco. That's Dubs. We're back.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I say this week's edition when I bump in, and we might, that might not be true anymore.
Oh.
We might be getting to a couple days a week that we're going to do Yitty, which is kind of exciting.
So more than just one episode a week.
Yes. But, you know, we'll take that as it comes.
Right.
First, we have to apologize to you for season two of Yitty being three episodes long.
Yeah. We tried.
That was not the plan.
We tried, and then we just decided that was not happening.
But some a-hole decided to go get a job and stop us from being able to record.
How? When this a-hole who got a job in the same place that you did, and then we got to see each other every single day.
Oh my gosh. Job in the same place that I did. Weird.
Punch you.
Why are you going to punch me? So Nina got a job, and then the job is here, and then Nina got a second job also here, and then we got super busy, and
things have just been really busy.
We haven't done Yitty.
Yeah.
So sorry. We apologize. We hope our seasons are more than three episodes.
Yeah. So this time, it's hard to promise anything, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there that this season will be longer than three episodes. I feel like that much I can promise.
We're back in like an official radio studio.
Yeah.
But we only have access to this maybe through like October. So that's probably when season three will end. If it doesn't end before then. Just know, Yitty fans, I don't know that we have any fans.
People
who listen to Yitty.
We do have Yitty fans.
They're not fans though. They are Yitty listeners, and
we love that.
Know that we are constantly thinking about you, and we want to do more of the podcasts. It's just a matter of being able to actually do it. So we will do everything in our power to be able to, but we're back now. So I'm talking to you. And normally we like to start with you, me, and we, mm-hmm. where Nina complains about something and I complain about something, and then we complain about something together. So Nina, start with you.
All right. Thanks to the Barbie movie. I mean, it's like the hottest movie. It's number one. It is just everywhere. Barbie, Barbie, Barbie. All the merchandise has sold out. There's a Barbie craze going on. And I'm cool with the Barbie craze because I did see the movie. It was a lot of fun. But I have a slight issue with Mattel, who are the creators of Barbie. They are the company that, you know, makes all the dolls and everything. They have an issue with Alan the doll. So if you've seen the movie, Alan is a character in the movie. It's Michael Cera's character. I'm not gonna fully go through the whole movie with you because I don't want to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it yet. So no worries there. But we all know who Alan is. He's in the commercials. And when he first came out in the 60s, or sorry, in the... Yeah, 60s, 1964. When he first came out in 1964, he came out as Ken's friend, and all of Ken's clothes fit him.
Did you choose the term came out for a reason?
Actually, no, but that's good. Okay. That's good. I like that. All right. I mean, yeah, I totally did that on purpose.
Radio professional.
He came out as Ken's friend.
Uh-huh.
And they left it at that.
Okay.
And he was discontinued only a couple years after he first came out.
I think we've all discontinued that special friend from one time or another.
Oh my goodness. But Mattel, the fact that they did put him in the movie, and he was kind of like the opposite of all the other Kens, all those like macho Kens, they were into the macho-ness, and Alan was not. He's like, I'm cool with Barbie Land being Barbie Land and being run by women. I just want things to go back to normal. And so they kind of just did something with his character a little bit there. And now the reason why I want to yell at Mattel a little bit is because Allen dolls are a huge item on eBay right now. I mean, all the original Barbie dolls for sure are, but yeah. Allen dolls specifically, and something that Mattel is not doing with Allen that they're doing with everyone else is creating new dolls for them in 2023. They're not creating any Allen dolls, and he was a pretty big character in this movie, so it's like, Mattel, come on.
Are we thinking that this is a homophobic thing?
I don't know. I think it was just because they didn't think that he would maybe be as popular as he was, but they did put him in the movie.
Listen, the gay best friend is always popular.
Okay? Right? But in 1964, they weren't as popular.
No, I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying.
We have moved along and we've gone forward. Is great now.
As a man hitting on woman, I know that the number one friend I need to make is the gay best friend.
Right. Exactly.
You go right for, sometimes you don't even talk to the girl. You go right for the gay best friend and make sure that they like you.
And that's the move.
And that's how you get it.
That's the move.
Well, so it is weird that they're not producing any more of these dolls, but I also hadn't heard of Allen. Allen, what a name.
I know, Allen.
Allen.
But that's the thing, is because it was discontinued after, I think it was only on shelves for 2 years in the 60s.
So maybe that's why.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is they thought, oh, he's just not going to be popular because he was never popular. But like, the culture has changed, baby. And if they're going to put him as a pretty main character in the movie, make him his own doll.
Well, and if you don't have a nobody playing him. Right,
but Michael Cera is not a nobody.
That's what I'm saying. You have an actual star playing the part, meaning that it's more important than just casting some Hollywood upstart. Totally. So if it's more important than that, then treat it more important than that. You know what I mean?
I agree. So I'm yelling at Mattel. Also, they need to make Allen dolls.
But also, this has been so successful. Uh-huh. But do you really think we're not going to see Barbie 2?
Of course we are. I guess you're right with how successful it is and how much money it's been making that, they're going to try to pump out more.
Do I wish they would leave well enough alone? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
Do I wish that they leave well enough alone? Absolutely.
I don't even know what they could do. Is a trilogy
coming? Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
So now I'm yelling at Mattel for two things, for potentially making it into a trilogy and not making the Allen dolls.
Well, I mean,
They still have a chance to
make the Allen dolls.
Now they are.
For the second movie, I feel like.
Oh my goodness. And they're going to make Allen the main character?
Ken spend some time with Allen.
Ooh.
Barbie 2.
That's a movie I want to see.
Of course.
It's only available on OnlyFans.
All right, you, me, and we. I go next. Something I want to complain about. And mine will be quick. The Colorado Air National Guard is asking for your patience.
Okay.
Because they're going to start flying night training missions over the city of Denver.
What?
Meaning that really loud sonic boom that you hear is going to start coming at like 10 o'clock at
night. No. And all the crazy jets that fly over my house constantly, they're so loud.
And you never get to see them. Because the sound is way far behind them because they're going.
I still get to see them. It's like you hear it and I'm like looking everywhere for it.
Yeah, but you got
to
figure out which direction.
Yeah, right.
So they said that it's going to go at least through August 11th and as late as 10 p.m.
Really? So they're for sure going to be doing that stuff in the evening now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Now, it's so loud, you guys.
Listen, night training missions are important. I get that. These fighter pilots don't fly just between 9 and 5.
Colorado is so big. Why do they have to do it here?
Why don't you go out to the Eastern Plains?
Yeah.
We literally built the airport. I know that's not where they take off from, but we literally built the airport out there so we didn't have to hear planes taking off in the middle of the night.
Seriously. Oh my gosh.
And now you're like, we're going to fly the other direction just to fuck with you.
For real. That's what it feels like. And at nighttime, good luck sleeping. Oh my gosh.
I will definitely be awake for it. I'm not worried about me. But if you have kids.
Yeah. People put their kids down at like 8 p.m. And if they're going till 10, it is so loud.
It is so loud. It's not even like a little bit loud.
Like my dogs every time are like, what's going on?
Yeah, I have a foster pup now, which I don't think I did last time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so much we need to talk about on the podcast.
And I have to like put my hand up to him and be like, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. He's a good boy. He listens. He's a good
he
boy.
He does listen, but he definitely is like, what is that?
Yeah. So and now I can only imagine
if you have a young child.
Yeah.
Even if they know what it is, they might be excited.
They want to see
that it's
it.
A fighter jet and yeah. be like, I want to see the plane.
Oh my gosh.
So asking for your forgiveness is the Colorado National Guard, Air wow. National Guard.
Wow.
All right, you mean we? What are we complaining about, Nina?
We are complaining a little bit about Casa Bonita.
Why? I like Casa Bonita.
I know. I like Casa Bonita, too. I mean, first of all, they said they were going to open by the end of May. Have they opened to the general public yet? No. Have they done a soft opening? No, they did a soft opening where you can only come if you're invited, if you're on their email list, which, by the way, I joined that email list months ago, had received emails from them like months ago about their progress, and it made everyone like that much more excited about it. And then all of a sudden, when it was time to join our email list for to get invited to the soft opening or whatever, I stopped getting emails from them. I was like, what happened? So it's like they reset their email list, which is not cool. I don't know if that's for sure what happened. All
wait,
I know,
so you think you're not on it anymore?
Yes, I had to rejoin it, which that's some BS. That is strange. That is some BS. Because then if I joined it months ago, my name should have been way up on that list and I should have been invited by now.
Growing pains of a new company.
Backed by millions and millions of dollars. I don't want to hear it.
That they're spending like pretty hand over fist right now.
Yeah, to like upgrade it and redo everything for sure. But that doesn't mean that they can't afford to hire people who can just get this stuff done, right?
I guess, but okay, well, go ahead and let's get into the full reason that you want to talk about right. them, and then we'll talk about it.
That's not even the reason why I wanted to talk about them. I wanted to talk about Casa Bonita on behalf of the employees there, because the employees are having some issues with Casa Bonita since they've only been doing this soft opening. It's very limited hours. A lot of these employees that were hired on as full-time employees with the chance to get health benefits. And the rule in America, if anyone has a job full-time, you have to work 40 hours a week in order to get your health benefits.
Yeah.
And they have only, since they've done their soft opening, been getting maybe 20 hours a week, and they are not eligible for those health benefits.
Which is a good point. Like, that is a reason to be upset. Because if you were promised a full-time job with health benefits, that's one thing. But just, like, complain about the hours. Like, this is how you open a restaurant, isn't it?
No. This, that how they're doing it is how you open a restaurant?
Yeah.
To have a soft opening for 2 months?
Yeah.
No. No. No, not at
all.
I
mean, if it was as popular of a restaurant, you would limit it to like celebrity people between the first like month or two. You would only have local celebrities, big celebrities. It would be an exclusive list. The general public would not be able to just waltz into a fancy restaurant that you're opening. Now, I know this is not a fancy restaurant.
Not at all.
But it is a famous one, right? So you're going to get the same amount of people wanting to go.
They still have all. Yeah, they did better on the food, supposedly, which is great. That's exciting because that was one of the biggest complaints was the food. But they still have the same format of the food. There's like three things on the menu. You pick one, two, or three. It's pre-made stuff, essentially.
Yeah.
So why can't they pump that out?
And this, it's not about the... It's not about the food as much as it's about like the experience.
Yeah, for sure.
And so in their email back to the companies that they're talking to, the experience like puppet shows, dive shows, the cave, all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, you need time to iron all that out.
Dude, we work in a promotions department. We could iron that out in 2 weeks. It has been months. Am I wrong?
I think you are.
I don't think you're being too hard on that. I don't think I am. It's just there are all these employees who were hired on as full-time employees. First of all, them working with this soft opening, the health benefits, they need to work 40 hours to get the health benefits. That's definitely an issue.
Yeah, that I understand.
On top of that, the pay. Now, there was the whole issue with the servers are not going to get tipped, but they're going to be paid a higher wage. And they came to an agreement and they even raised that higher wage up. What is it, like $31 or something like that an hour? Yeah. And besides that, they're still only working 20 hours a week.
Which is, by the way, more than both of us make.
still, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter because you and I agree that we're going to take the pay that we're going to pay for the amount of hours that we are. And so did they. And they are not getting that the hourly
I understand.
Max that they should
if
be.
If they said that they're not going to open full time until January, sure.
But they never, that's the thing too, that the employees are upset about is there's no transparency of, sure, we're doing this soft opening. Okay, the first month of soft opening, now we're on to the second month of soft opening. We're going into
How
the
long
third
is it
month.
Go for?
Yeah.
Legitimate concern. And same thing with the health. Like, I'm not saying that these aren't.
They're going on 3 months of not getting any of their full-time benefits. Pay, health, etc.
I understand that, but also, like, you're just starting this job, and they probably said to them at the beginning, you'll only have part-time hours, and then we'll take you to full-time.
They didn't say for 3 months.
But whose fault is that? You know what I mean? Like, they said, when we're ready, we'll scale you up. I'm assuming.
Is that okay? I don't know.
I just don't. To me, this group of owners especially has not seemed like they're there to screw the worker over.
No, for sure.
So I find it.
But like, it's also
I find
like
myself giving them the benefit of the doubt,
I guess. But like granted that like the South Park creators, I don't think that they want to screw anyone over for sure. But chop chop kung fu because people have bills to pay. People want
I'm sorry,
this.
What did you just
chop,
say?
Chop chop kung fu. That's what I said.
What are you for?
Hurry chop, up, though. People fu. Have lives. People have bills to pay. This
it.
Is a job
they
that they're supposed to do.
They also probably have a second part-time job that they were going to hold on to until they went to full time because you couldn't afford to just do that, right? There's no way a human living in Denver could afford to do just Casa Bonita part-time. So they're all probably doing something else.
I guess, but what about the full-time employees who are only getting those part-time hours?
But that's what I'm saying. They probably said to them, it's not like they got hired on as part-time while this company had people who were full-time hours. This company's only working at part-time right now. So I'm going to assume that they said to them, yeah, you'll be part-time to start, and then we'll scale you up to full-time when we open up the restaurant.
But it's not fair to do that for 3 months.
Why not?
Because people have lives and bills to pay. I think we're just going to disagree on it. Oh my goodness.
Listen, I want to make sure the workers are taken care of. It for sounds sure. like they're being very well taken care of. And if they want some clarity on dates and stuff like that, I get that.
Which totally is mostly fine. What they're asking for.
Totally fine. But at the same time, I think they're trying to make sure that they open with a quality product. And I appreciate that too. Because it has been such a dumpster fire over there for so long.
Right. That anything sure better, I feel like, would be fine. Well, just do it. Let's go.
But making sure that you have it the way that you want it to have it whenever. Because these people are only going to come in one time. And then they're going to go tell all their friends that it was great or it was terrible. Mm-hmm. So you got one chance to remake a first impression here. And so, yeah, you want it to be top of the line when you have everybody come in. So word spreads that's positive. So that's just my thought.
Well, we'll see. I'm still kind of for the employees. Get them some money. Get them their hours. Get them some work. Now, I know both of us, we've obviously not been to the new grand opening or soft opening, whatever. But when was the last time you were there?
Oh, I was like 6 years old.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah.
You haven't even been as an adult like more recently?
No. Why would I go eat diarrhea food and
for the experience.
Even the experience had fallen off. So
I know
that's
it really
why
did. I went in like 2018. It was so bad.
Yeah,
it was
so bad. And part of its charm was that
like
it was
pissed.
So bad. Yeah.
I was like upset how
but
bad
it was.
It was
so bad that it like ruined your night kind of thing.
I did
so
a little bit.
So hopefully they'll get it together and it'll be good from here. All right, we move on to good news now, and I bring good news each one of these podcasts because we just complain a lot.
We did a lot of complaining just now, so.
So we like to bring something positive to brighten it up a little bit. So an Australian sailor survived on raw fish and rainwater after being adrift at sea. He was 54 years old, and he was with a dog named Bella.
Oh, Bella.
He was on a catamaran, and went through a storm. He won't give too many details about what happened in the storm, which is a little bit
that's weird.
Yeah.
Why?
It sounds like, based on the interview that I read, that he was just a little traumatized and didn't want to talk about it. Not like he was like, I'm not telling anybody. but apparently the catamaran had like no sail and was damaged. And so he was just adrift just in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. He was going to sail from Mexico to, I believe, the French East Indies.
Wow.
Is where, yeah. Like across that the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. What the heck?
This dog isn't even his dog.
What?
It was a stray dog in Mexico. He kept trying to find homes for it. Aww. And every time he found somebody he could leave it with, the dog would come back and hang out with him at the dock until he left. So finally, he just took the dog with him. The dog, he's now going to leave with the tuna boat that rescued him. Apparently, he's going to leave the dog with them.
So he's still not even going to adopt the dog through all of that?
He's not even going to keep the dog after being at sea with him for... God, what was it? 5 weeks, I think.
And like feeding him the raw fish and giving him some of the rainwater. And he's not going to keep that dog. That's kind of messed up.
Well, so he also, though, doesn't live in Mexico. So we would have to figure out how to get that dog to Australia.
Well, that's fine. You just like print out the CNN report on what everything you've been through and get the dog some shots and we'll figure it out.
Wicked expensive. I actually had a friend bring her dog from Australia to the United States.
Yeah.
And like thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. So he was probably like, listen, I've seen enough of you for a lifetime. I'm going to leave you with the tuna boat.
I feel like he could. Do you start a GoFundMe? I mean, this story has gone viral across the world. He could get some money for the, he just doesn't want to keep the dog.
I'm sure he could get like United or somebody to agree to send it. But still, apparently he was trying to get rid of the dog in the first place. Yeah. Here's my real question for you. And I love dogs. You know I love dogs. How many times did he consider eating the dog?
Dude, that was my first thought. When I first saw this story that it was a guy and the dog, and I was like, oh, he ate the dog. Let me read the rest of this story.
Exactly what
but he did not. I can't believe, I mean,
well, not only did he not eat him, but he fed him.
Yeah.
Like he had apparently a fishing pole, and that was
thank goodness his plan that was his for saving grace.
Feeding himself as he crossed the ocean in this.
Oh, that was his original plan in the first place.
I think so. This is an assumption I'm getting based on what I read.
Wow.
But like it makes sense, right? Like I'm going to catch fish as I sail across, and it'll help pad my supplies as I sail across the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
So. You know, he had means of catching fish, but still to give up the fish that you have to keep that dog alive it's really heartwarming. And then he's
and
just
I
like,
feel like
fuck
the water, right? As soon as he's like, we're safe, we're good.
He
I
didn't
don't
even
want
get
you.
To land. He left them with the tuna boat. Like, he didn't.
Oh, that poor dog.
But I mean. I don't know. It's an amazing story that
the dog
survived.
Was like, can I please go back to the streets of Mexico?
Right.
Like,
I had a better chance of finding food there than I do with you, old man.
Oh my gosh.
So I thought a nice story, but kind
of incredible. How
that
long?
The dog survived
how long were they on sea? 3 months.
I cannot find that.
It was a couple months.
I think it was like 6 weeks. I wanted to say.
That's crazy though, and it's very lucky that he had his fishing pole.
Says
and
months.
Months
on his disabled catamaran.
That's nuts. That's very lucky that he had that fishing pole. That was his plan initially. But like sometimes when you go fishing and even deep sea fishing, you don't always catch something.
I also think,
risk.
Though, very lucky that he had the dog.
Why?
Well, because the loneliness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is like a whole different thing that you got to deal with. Mm. And he talked a lot about that. He went to some dark places
and then
you know,
he
tried
still
to keep
got
himself
rid of the
busy
dog.
And, yeah. I mean, it probably is a stark reminder of.
But
the couple months that
his whole life, like anytime he sees the ocean, and if he's a fisherman anyway and he's a boater, like he's gonna go back to it at some point.
I don't know. It said he's definitely not anytime soon, is what he said. So
man.
So it's just kind of a crazy story.
Yeah, well, kudos to this guy for making it happen.
Yeah, how about surviving? And to Bella.
And Bella. Aww. Oh, sweet Bella.
All right. The last thing we do is we scold somebody for being our whack ass of the week.
I love that.
I don't even know how we came up with that name.
I don't either.
But if you're our whack ass of the week, it's not a good thing. Nina, who's our whack ass of the week?
Miranda Lambert.
Oh, tell me.
I'm sure you guys have heard of the selfie controversy surrounding Miranda Lambert. She was not.
Have?
Yeah. Have you not heard of it? Dude, this has been everywhere. Gosh.
I do sports talk radio now, so.
You take the kid, you take him out of Top 40 and he has no idea what he's doing.
Well, tell me what happened.
Okay, so Miranda Lambert, she was at a show. She was performing in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Now, let's also keep in mind, this is Vegas, right?
Okay.
Lots of people party. Let's have a concert, right? So she stopped in the middle of a song. She was on stage and she already had started singing her song and she stopped. She goes, stop, 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 stop. Made everything stop. Points out these fans who were like in the first 10 rows. And she goes, I'm too distracted for this. We got these girls here taking a selfie and I'm not cool with that. You guys need to just listen to the music. And she called out these fans for taking a photo in the middle of her show. Ma'am, this is Vegas. We're at a concert. They're in the first 10 rows. They paid some money for those tickets. Let them take a picture. Are you kidding me? And so the girl who was taking the picture, it was either for a birthday, bachelorette, I don't know. One of the girls was wearing a white dress, so I'm assuming a bachelorette. But they spoke out about it, and she goes, first of all, yes, I am an influencer, which people have so many feelings about the influencers. I know, exactly.
Okay,
exactly,
go ahead.
Exactly, right there. But she goes, I was taking a picture and I didn't appreciate that. And I did pay good money for these seats and it took 30 seconds at most to try to get a picture. That's all
time
they were
out.
Doing.
Time out.
What?
She does appreciate it because she's an influencer and now we're talking about her. And I guarantee you her follower numbers have skyrocketed.
I'm sure because
since this moment.
People are very like
so how about a thank you, Miranda Lambert?
Oh my God, absolutely not. Lady. No, no. Because I think it should be okay that they are taking pictures. That they're taking pictures at a concert. Again, that they paid good money for. This is for an experience for the fans. Why can't I take a picture of myself? They had turned around, Miranda was like in the background and they had the flash on, and that's what distracted Miranda because they took like 2 or 3 photos and had the flash on.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was 2 or 3.
Again, she said it only took 30 seconds, so whatever.
Do you know how many photos you can take in 30 seconds?
But again, another thing too is like Miranda, it wasn't even a selfie. Someone else was taking the photo for them. That's Learn what a selfie
that's
is.
That's what you want to argue about?
Learn what a selfie is.
It's very interesting because I find myself half on your side and half not on your side.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can, I guess, see both sides to it, but I'm very pro, let me do what I want to do. I'm going to take a picture.
So you think Miranda's being a jerk?
Yes.
And you think...
She gets pictures taken of her all the time.
But
and these girls
what
weren't even taking a picture necessarily of her. Like, yeah, they wanted her in the background because they were at the show, but they were taking a picture of themselves. Their group, we're all together. We're having a good time. Let's remember this. And Miranda stopped everything, embarrassed them in front of everyone, and now it's this whole national story.
Okay, let me see if I can talk through how I feel and end up at a conclusion, because I don't have an answer for you about who I think is right.
Okay.
But I also don't, like, there's things I feel about both sides of it. So one, LeBron James set a scoring record this last year.
Okay.
Lionel Messi, do you know who that is?
Soccer?
Yeah.
I only know that because he's rumored to be dating Kim Kardashian.
No, he's not. That's Tom Brady. No. And he's not anymore.
No, it was the soccer guy.
Oh. Well, it's not
the
him
soccer guy
he's
is
been
now
married for a long time.
Oh.
But he's like the greatest soccer player of all time, arguably.
Okay.
And got paid a buku amount of money to play for some terrible MLS team in Miami.
Buku?
Yeah, no, like I'm talking like $500 million.
Hey, what up, soccer player?
to play for a team in Miami that nobody's ever heard of or seen before. And so like his first time that he gets on the soccer pitch, LeBron James, while he's taking the shot to break this record, there are photos of them from like courtside photographers. And from courtside photographers, you see the athlete, sure, but then you see the fans all behind them. And do you know what you see?
Hmm.
A sea of iPhones.
So?
Somebody else is going to get the fucking picture,
This is
man.
2023, like, bitch. Let me do what I want to do with my phone.
Someone else is... You just want the cloud of saying that you've been there when you could just say that you were there and post the picture from somebody else. And you're watching it now.
Pictures doesn't count.
You're watching it now on the screen of your phone rather than actually watching what's happening.
So that's their
problem.
And I
do understand people who are like, dude, put the phone down and watch history being made right in front of you instead of watching it on the same screen that I'm going to watch it on in Colorado later, because it's like, what's the point of you being there then? You paid so much money for that ticket. You're right. Not even watching what's happening.
So that's their problem. That's their money. That's how they wanted to spend it.
I do agree with you in that sense.
Right? Let people do whatever they want to do with their money. It's their money.
Unless before the show, you put something out, and I have been to comedy shows and rock concerts that have done this, and EDM concerts. They say no phones out at the show. I want your phones in your pocket. In the comedy show, you got to put it in like a bag.
A little bag and like check it in and stuff.
But yeah, but like for the rock show and the EDM show, they just like would have ushers come and either take you out or take your phone away. Yeah, like give a warning. So if Miranda Lambert had done that, then yeah, I understand her saying like, what is this?
She didn't.
Stop the music.
It was a Vegas show. Everyone's going to have their phone out because they're in Vegas, first of all, for the clout anyway.
There's no way it would be a story if that was the case, right? So then what are you doing, Miranda Lambert? They paid. You didn't say anything about it. They took a picture. Like, what do you care?
Right.
And the other thing about it is, how many times when a slow song is on, does everybody turn the light on their phone and wave it back and forth? Like, you, come on. Yeah. Like, what are you really complaining about?
Exactly.
Now, something that people who don't work in the industry might not know is that artists are very particular about when you can photograph them.
Artists are crazy sometimes about it.
There are several that will only let you take pictures for the first song of their set. The first three songs of their set.
I've never been to a concert where they say that, though. You mean like concert photographers?
I mean official hired concert photographers, like have a badge to get in and everything.
Well, because at the beginning of their show, they're okay with the photos because their makeup hasn't melted off yet. I was going to say,
because they're not all sweaty and gross. Right, exactly. So I don't know if she thought maybe these guys were professionals or something like that. But
the group of girls standing there in their white dresses taking a photo. But, I don't think so.
But all I'm saying is they feel very entitled to when you get to photograph them and when you don't. And I don't think that that's something you should necessarily feel entitled to.
Yeah.
Especially at a show. If it was at a dinner or something like that and she flips out on them, I get it.
Oh, for sure. That's her private time.
Right. But this is what you're getting paid for. Mm-hmm. So deal with it.
I don't think it was one of those situations where this isn't my time to get my photo professionally taken. I don't think that at all. She straight up was like, these girls are taking a selfie, and yelled at them about it and like stopped everything. And it's like, Miranda, you're in the middle of a song, girl. Like, perform. What
in
are you doing?
In Vegas on a stage.
In Vegas.
And like, I think people don't realize how much artists, when they're on stage, do pick out people and like look at them specifically.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I love that part of shows. If you are able to get there and you like lock eyes with your art, it's like crazy. You're like, holy shit, this person is so famous and they saw my face.
And there's more sincerity in their performance because they feel like they're performing.
They're connecting
for
to
a person,
you.
Right? Like not just a big sea of whatever. But I don't know. I guess I come down on Miranda's a jerk, but I also partially feel like, oh, this influencer, like just put the phone down.
Yeah.
Just put the fucking phone down.
No.
Come on.
No.
How many events have you been to in your life that
I've not taken a photo or video?
That's exactly what.
Zero. I've done them all.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there are people who put entire concerts on their Snapchat story, and oh my God, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It's like,
and you just swipe. I don't want to watch that.
But you're never going to watch them again.
So what? If they wanted it there, maybe they're sharing it for a friend, a specific song wanted to hear. Why not?
Come on. You know that's not what they're doing.
Shut up and let me.
I think that part of the experience is lost on these people.
That's fine. Then if that's how they want to go through their concert experience, looking at it through a screen, let them. They spent their money.
I want to call them idiots as well.
Go ahead.
But I feel like Miranda Lambert is the one in the wrong.
Yeah, she's definitely in the
wrong. I just want to take a second to call them idiots. All right, that was our first episode of Yitty for season 3.
Yay!
We are tentatively planning to release these on Mondays and Wednesdays. So we'll do 2 episodes a week.
Yes.
And until we get lazy and forget to do it. And
no,
whatever.
Let's not do that. Mondays and Wednesdays.
We will try to do Mondays and Wednesdays. We will try to put them out at 4 o'clock. So you can either listen to it for your last hour of work or on your ride home or something like that. So if you want to listen to Yiddy, look for it Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 o'clock.
Yay!
If you're one of our regular listeners, we got a whole new setup. We got a new YouTube screen. We got a new set of microphones, a new board. So if something doesn't sound right or doesn't look right, go ahead and tell us.
Yes, we'll please
make changes.
Feedback. We like the feedback.
What did I call you earlier? Incomparable and insufferable. The insufferable.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And incredibly rude Nina Blanco.
Oh,
what? That's who she is.
You can really find her
on socials. Do you not want me to say your social handle?
That's fine.
You can find her on social media at the Nina Blanco.
Now I'm in a bad mood. And you can find him on social media at Dubs the Third, all spelled out.
And thank you for listening to today's edition of
Yiddy!